story I'm going to tell you today is true. It is true from start to finish, and I wanted to share it with you, even though it doesn't involve writing directly. But most of the stories we tell, well, hopefully all the stories we tell, involve suffering of some kind or another. Our characters suffer, they've got trouble, and we suffer sometimes, don't we? Yes, we do. Writing sometimes is the source of that suffering. So I wanted to tell you this story. It involves pain, specifically pain in my wrist. Back in the 90s, when I was waiting tables for a while, carpal tunnel syndrome, this wrist affecting disease, condition, I don't know what it was, but it was chronic and a lot of people had it. My friend Khan, who was an editor for the Boston Globe, I think, had to take a leave of absence from his job because of the carpal tunnel from typing so much. And I would see cashiers with a telltale wrist brace on their hand. And I wore such a wrist brace because my wrist started hurting and hurting and hurting. And it would, no matter what I did, I would ice it, I would massage it, but it wouldn't go away. And it started in the early 90s and it continued for years. And the pain I felt was real. If I slept funny and held my wrist a certain way, I'd feel it. I could feel it just walking along sometime. A lot of people in the restaurant had it. We'd wear our wrist braces. In fact, so many people started getting carpal tunnel syndrome that this one guy was selling these magnets, these little disc, like half-dollar size magnets that you could stick in braces on either side of your wrist that supposedly would heal the carpal tunnel syndrome. It didn't work, even though I got some. So there, I had this pain. It went on for years, and I attributed it to waiting tables, because you see, I would carry these heavy trays with glasses and food on it. And I thought that's the cause of it. This job I had that I didn't want. But when I left the job, when I wasn't carrying those trays and serving those drinks, then the pain would end. You see, when the job ended, the pain would end. And so I went on for years with this pain, this very real pain that I felt every day when I worked, every time I delivered the drinks, carried the trays. Pain went on, the pain went on, my life went on. Then one day at the end, I worked lunch shifts. It was the end of the lunch shift kind of, and I was just sitting at the near the front desk talking to the hostess, waiting for the 3 o'clock bell to sound so that my shift was officially over. There wasn't anything going on. I didn't have any tables. I'm sitting there, and as I'm often doing, I was massaging my wrist, massaging it, massaging it, massaging it. And as I was doing that, the manager, Michael, real nice guy, who didn't usually get into one's private life. He was a very nice guy, very easygoing, good manager, but rarely commented on anything about me personally. But on this day, as I'm sitting there, he goes walking by down in the restaurant. He looks up and he sees me massaging myself, massaging the wrist. And he says, "Bill, what are you doing?" And I thought, what am I doing? What am I doing with this? It's like I'm obsessed with the wrist. And I decided on that day, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop wearing the wrist braces, going to stop wearing the magnets, and I'm just going to do my job. It's just pain. It's just pain. And I am going to operate independent of the pain. I'm not going to work around it. I'm not going to try and protect myself from it. I'm just going to work through it. And I made that decision. I took off my wrist brace. I brought it home. I threw it in my drawer. I wasn't going to wear it again. And then 3 or 4 days later, I'm in the waiter station and I'm folding napkins. We had to do it every day. Fold up 50 napkins. We all was part of our side work. And that's what I was doing. I was folding the napkins. And of course, folding napkins involves your wrist. You're flipping it like this. And so there I am folding the napkins and folding and folding. And all of a sudden, I noticed something. See, folding napkins was one of those things I did that often irritated the carpal tunnel syndrome. I was using my wrist like that. But I was folding away, and there was no pain at all. I noticed there was no pain. And in fact, I couldn't remember at that moment the last time I had felt any pain. And I never felt it again. And that was the end of my wrist pain. True story. Something to remember, I think. Something to remember as you suffer, as we all do. Think about the pain. Just think about it. What is it really? What is it? Think about your characters. What is it really? It's a question worth asking, I think. Listen, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. If you don't want to miss a dose, hit subscribe. And if you like it, say so. So, till next week, this is Bill Knauer Stay fearless.